apparently dogs, some dogs are indeed being sent to shelters because people are turning their backs on the wee dogs that aren't looking the best. There are a particular breed of dog that look like as if nobody wants them. The Staffordshire Bull Terrier is an example. And apparently the Jack Russell Terrier cross. Ugh, people want rid of their dogs just because they're ugly. This can't be right. Let me speak to Ryan O'Meara, who knows about this. Ryan, good morning.
Good morning.
You've been doing some research, Ryan. You've been finding that people are rejecting their dogs because they've been getting stick on social media for having a dog that isn't as beautiful as someone else's.
Well, indeed, what we've done is we've done some research with Direct Line, and what it showed us was that half the shelters, or more than half the shelters that we spoke to, told us that they're seeing dogs in their facilities now that they are describing as trend dogs. So that they are breeds that were made popular maybe 18 months ago because they featured in a big TV ad or a particular celebrity had these breed, and sure as eggs is eggs, 18 months down the line, the very people who bought these dogs on a whim are the exact type of people who give these dogs up on a whim because they're no longer popular or cool or trendy.
So am I right in saying the Staffordshire Bull Terrier has been rejected, or does he just happen to be one that's in the pound?
The Staffordshire Bull Terrier is the hardy perennial of dogs in shelter, in that he's been, unfortunately, in shelters for the last at least two decades, and he's in there in large numbers. And one of the problems is the Staffordshire Bull Terrier isn't just competing against these sort of cool dogs like French Bulldogs and the Pugs and these sort of unusual dogs that are now making their way into shelter. The Staffordshire Bull Terrier is essentially competing against 100 carbon copy versions of himself, because there's so many of them. And I think that this is a breed that has suffered as a result of his own success. I think it's a phenomenal breed. I have nothing but good things to say about Staffordshire Bull Terriers, nothing. And yet, because we have so many of them, because people have overproduced them, and because people, quite frankly, have had dogs that should never have been allowed dogs in the first place, have given them up, people tend to just now walk down rows after rows of Staffordshire Bull Terriers, and they're not sort of seeing them for the amazing breed that they actually are.
It is very sad to think the poor wee dogs are there and they're all the same and nobody loves them. So the Staffordshire Bull Terrier and the Jack Russell Terrier cross that I made reference to, they're the most common dogs that are in the shelters. The ones that are falling foul of maybe just losing their sexy edge would include the Pug and the Chihuahua, is that right?
Exactly. The Chihuahua is an interesting one, because I think the Chihuahua, similar to the Staffordshire Bull Terrier, is a very misunderstood dog. I think people see Chihuahuas and they think, yeah, it's a kind of a soft dog. You know, you can imagine the sort of the things that get said about Chihuahuas. They're one of the toughest dogs that I've ever met. I mean, they come from Chihuahua in Mexico. And so whereas last few weeks, where we've gone through this heat wave and we've seen your dogs like French Bulldogs and Pugs that have respiratory problems because their faces are too squished up, the Chihuahua would have been out there thinking, this is quite cool, actually, I can handle this, no problem. He's got a great sort of respiratory system, very fit, functional, healthy dog. But unfortunately, because celebrities, particularly American celebrities over the past decade, have been pictured with them, again, it's created this trend for people saying, well, I want a dog that I can put in my handbag. And unfortunately, that is not a good enough reason to get a dog. Dogs, even if they're a Chihuahua, they come with an awful lot of responsibility, and they come for the next 15 years of your life.
I do run the risk of insulting someone who may be listening to this program, or who may be in the company of other people and they're about to be feeling that I'm insulting them. But if you are listening with a Chihuahua in your handbag, you look like an idiot.
Basically, I've seen people have dogs. You know, the interesting thing about that, our status dogs are little handbag dogs, in that we see them as status dogs, as cool, as trendy. In Japan, it's the opposite. In Japan, the bigger your dog, the bigger your status, because it shows you have the means to look after that dog. I'm looking for a world where we don't buy a dog because we want it to be a brand extension of ourselves. Just how about we buy the right dog for our lifestyle, and maybe we'll get a few of those 100,000 dogs out of shelters.
It's also very important to ensure that dogs are neutered and whatever. There are too many dogs being born, aren't there?
Exactly that. And that's something that I actually think we could and should do something about. It's all very well sort of me sort of being upset at all these dogs that are in shelters. But I can be upset all I like. The people who are producing these dogs, and let's be honest, the people who are producing these dogs to meet a demand based on trend, they are making money up front because they're breeding the dogs and selling the dogs, and then it's the charity sector at the back end that's picking up the pieces. And so I would say that if the government was interested, and I'm not usually one for calling on the government to get involved in much in my life, but when it comes to dogs, they actually do need some protection. There is nothing to stop anyone breeding dogs. And whilst we have that approach, people who are able to actually profit from producing dogs and meeting a trend and treating dogs as if they were any other part belongs to market forces, they will do. And so it's about time that we actually said we need to actually intervene at that stage so there are less dogs produced. And if there are less dogs produced, it means that people who shouldn't have dogs will find it harder to get dogs.
I noticed Dave on the text, he's saying, that's the first man I've ever heard saying there's nothing wrong with a Staffordshire Bull Terrier. They're a nasty dog, Frank.
I think this is one of the misconceptions. That they're just not. I mean, think about it this way. There's over a million Staffordshire Bull Terriers, certainly in the world. If they were inherently nasty, we would be hearing about people being killed by Staffordshire Bull Terriers left, right and centre every single day. And so I would say if there are, let's say, 100,000, 200,000 Staffordshire Bull Terriers having a perfectly great time with their perfectly great family today, enhancing their lives, being great dogs, we will not hear about that, nor should we hear about that. But if a Staffordshire Bull Terrier bites somebody, we will hear about that. And I'm not saying that we shouldn't hear about that, but that does not mean all Staffordshire Bull Terriers are bad. The opposite data tends to suggest it's true. Staffordshire Bull Terriers are here in big numbers, and we are doing very well with them.
Well, if you want to find out more or you want to challenge the man who's on, Ryan O'Meara, dogsblog.com is the best place to go. Would you agree with me, Ryan?
Absolutely, definitely.
Okay, thanks for coming on. Thank you.
Pleasure, thank you.
Ryan O'Meara at dogsblog.com. So some of the wee dogs, in particular the Chihuahuas and the Pugs, are being rejected because the gloss has gone off them. The Staffordshire Bull Terrier, the Jack Russell Terrier Cross, they're always in there, in the pound, wanting a mommy and a daddy to take them home. Please, please, please. But they never get picked. Ah, the greyhounds are in there too. The German Shepherds, the Rottweilers, the Bulldogs, the Labradors, the English Setters and the wee Beagles are running about as well. Dear, oh, it's sad to think that people get dogs and then reject them. If you're just joining us, you're very welcome. This is the Frank Mitchell Phone-In. Yeah!